I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Thursday, June 11th. The city of Xenia and Central State University's leadership are closer to a final annexation agreement. WYSO's Catherine Mobley explains.
Leaders for the city of Xenia and Central State University have agreed to a pre-annexation proposal. CSU President Morikiyo Kuti says this arrangement will go a long way to benefit the school, the staff, and the students.
We stabilize one of our key areas of need, which is water and sewage. And we also make our fire and EMS service stabilized at reasonable cost. We're looking to save between $250,000 and $400,000.
CSU will also no longer pay a surcharge for water and sewage services, an additional 50%. The school's current annual bill ranges between $800,000 and $1 million. As the agreement now stands, all employees on the Wilberforce campus will be charged a 2.25% city income tax. That will bring in an estimated $720,000 in taxes for Xenia. However, during a May City Council meeting, Assistant City Manager Eric Henry explained some of that revenue will be offset by the cost of providing fire and EMS services.
The key thing to really focus in on is that about $445,000 would be put into our general or key operating fund. So that could be used for public safety, streets, road repair, things of that nature. So it's not just the net. You have to look at which bucket of money this is going into.
Once in effect, both sides will review the annexation agreement every sixth year, and it will automatically renew every 10th year. Thursday evening, Xenia City Council will hold a public hearing and vote on the annexation proposal. Then, Greene County commissioners will have a chance to weigh in. This agreement does not include CSU's Dayton campus. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
More than 1,500 late ballots from last month's primary were tossed out across Ohio. IdeaStream Public Media's Abby Marshall has more on the certified election results.
It was the first election under new rules that eliminated a four-day grace period for late mail-in ballots. Now, any ballot arriving at the Board of Elections after 7:30 p.m. on Election Day is tossed out. Colin Marazzi of the American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio says it's the Republican legislature's latest attempt to disenfranchise voters.
We don't believe voters should be punished for something that's completely out of their control, which is, you know, mail delays and delays in delivery.
Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose defends the new deadline as more intuitive and easier for voters to remember. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Abby Marshall.
And in the last primary election, that was back in 2024, more than 7,000 absentee ballots arrived after Election Day. Troy is receiving a state grant to turn a bike area at Duke Park into a natural wetland. The city got $482,000 from the H2 Ohio Rivers Initiative for the project. It'll include a section of the Troy mountain bike area at Duke Park. City officials say existing biking and hiking trails will remain intact. The city expects the new wetlands will create recreational opportunities like fishing and birdwatching. The project is also expected to reduce routine park maintenance. The $3.7 billion budget that provides money for infrastructure and state and local projects passed in the Ohio House Wednesday afternoon. It now heads to Governor Mike DeWine, as State House correspondent Karen Kessler reports.
The capital budget puts $600 million toward K-12 school construction, $400 million for higher education facilities, and $645 million for financing for local infrastructure projects. Before the vote in the Senate, Republican Bill Blessing said a lot of time is spent narrowing down thousands of local requests into $208 million for community projects, only about 5% of the overall capital budget, but with a huge impact.
We should look at the idea of a statewide commission.
The capital budget also earmarks $385 million for six psychiatric centers, $265 million for state parks, and around $237 million for prisons. It passed the Senate unanimously. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The city of Beaver Creek plans to replace its beloved Shoup Park slide. The long metal slide on the side of a hill has been a staple at the local park for nearly 40 years. It became a community landmark and piece of history before its closure due to safety and liability concerns. The city is now working with the Beaver Creek Enrichment Association to replace the slide. It wants to raise $100,000 to install a new custom metal slide. That would also cover drainage improvements, safety surfacing, and shade structures across the park. The city says there is no practical repair that would eliminate underlying safety concerns while preserving the slide's intended use. Look for another hot day today. Highs near 90 degrees with a chance of a pop-up shower or thunderstorm. And then a better chance of some storms later this evening, overnight into early Friday. Some of the storms could be on the strong side. Then we get some more civil weather for Friday and for Saturday. Still warm, but not as oppressive as it has been the past couple of days. And that's WYSO Today for Thursday, June 11th. I'm Mike Fraser.